this is the missing parts, as far as I'm concerned, this whole damn thing is missing, from the substitute. Correction, number 64. Here we go.
So you don't have to dub the rest of it?
It's already on there. I just splice it in.
Oh, okay.
It's unreal.
Tom, I still don't understand why you picked me to do this.
It's simple, Stu. Since I'm going to visit Coco Crispy, the world's biggest phone freak, I need someone to stay here and take care of my shop while I'm gone.
But why me?
I also need someone to make the tapes on the bell I return. That's why I chose you. You're the only person I know who could sound just like me.
But that's ridiculous, Tom. Why can't you just put your line out of commission for a while? You've done it enough times.
Precisely, and that's why you're going to make the tapes. I also figured as long as you had to come all the way down to make tapes, you might as well keep regular business hours in my shop. You might as well go all out, too. If anyone comes in with something, tell them that you're me, and it'll avoid confusion.
When are you going to be back?
In 2 days. I'm sure you can handle things until then, can't you?
Well, I don't know.
At $30 a day?
Yeah, I can handle it just fine.
Okay, I'll see you in a couple of days. Oh, one other thing. I took comments yesterday, but they haven't been edited yet. I didn't have time, so you'll have to do that, too.
Swell, swell.
Come on, it's not that bad. Now, before I go, give me an okay to show me that you're willing.
Tom, this is stupid.
Go on.
Okay.
Good. I'll see you in 2 days. Goodbye.
That's goodbye, ass breath. Why do I allow myself to get talked into these things? I wonder how busy his shop gets. Boy, there are enough TVs in this place. I think Bewitched is on. Guess I'll watch that for a while.
Boy, this is easy. 2 hours and nobody's come in. This will be the easiest money I ever made. Uh-oh, a customer. Oh, boy, here we go. Can I help you, sir?
Yeah. Are you Tom Santa Monica?
Yeah, I am.
Good, because I need this radio fixed right now. It's an emergency. It's the only one we got in the house, and we're having a party tonight. So fix it.
I'm afraid I can't do that, sir. You see...
I thought you were supposed to be an electronic genius. Fix it.
Sir, I can't because I...
Look, you. I want this fixed now, or I'll blast your head off.
All right, you can put the gun away, sir. All right, I'll fix it. What seems to be wrong with it?
It doesn't work.
Well, yes, but I mean, how?
My wife brought this thing into you once before, and you totally screwed it up. Turn it on, and you'll see.
Okay.
You have reached the Bel Air Return at 393-6624. This recording...
You see? All I get is a stupid recording.
Well, let me see if I can fix it.
What the hell are you doing? What did you throw the thing on the floor for?
Well, you know, you throw these things around or kick them, they mysteriously repair themselves. Go ahead and try it now.
Okay.
Needy, 24 hours a day you can be entertained just by dialing...
It's repaired, huh? Now it sounds like you!
Look what I found! A radio just like yours in the back of the shop! Here, why don't we make a trade? You can have this one if you give me that one, okay?
Okay. I don't know where my wife found you, but this will be the last time I come in here. Good boy.
What are you barking about? You got a radio that works, didn't you?
Oh no, another customer. Yes, sir?
Hi, I heard you give advice on how to build answering devices. Is this schematic I drew up correct?
Oh, boy. Yeah, it looks all right.
You have it upside down.
Oh, let me see here. Relay is in the right place.
That's the power supply.
Well, this, capacitor looks good.
That's a resistor.
I must say the paper you drew this on is very clean.
You have got to be the stupidest idiot I've ever seen. What's your name again?
Tom Santa Monica.
Tom Santa Monica, eh? Well, I'm going to remember you, pal.
I wish you would, and please call again.
Okay, shop's closed for the day. God, I don't even know how I got through that. Okay, time to make the BAR tape. Let's see now. I'll add the comments as I go along. It'll be quicker. Now I've got to sound like Tom.
Okay, here we go. You have reached the Bel Air Return at 393-6624. Today's recording is for Monday, 28 June 1976. Part one of a three-part recording is brought to you courtesy of Telesensory Electronics in Santa Monica. Okay, let's get in the first comment.
Shit, I better stop the tape. Wouldn't you know the first comment's a phony? I better rewind the loop. Just great. And I don't even know how to wind a new loop. Oh, boy. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, here's a 3-minute loop. I can make a single part recording. They'll never know the difference. Okay, cue up the music and... Oh, screw the music. I'll just start.
You have reached the Bel Air Return at 393-6624. Let's get into our first comment.
Hello, this is your Starbucks. Who among the recording at about 7 o'clock. Anyway, if you storm the model, why does your tape go for so long? Because I've got to know. This will go big.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning again. I haven't had a chance to edit. So, I'm kind of doing as I go along. I'll forward the tape. What, 1 second, gang. 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, I'm really tired. Oh, boy, I gotta get this thing
a
little difficult.
I better rewind the tape quick! Rewind the tape! No! I'm in the loop trying to rewind again! Loop is all over.
Oh boy, here we go. Another day in the shop. What'll I tell Tom when he comes back? Tom, I ruined both of your loops and the BAR has been busied out for 2 days. No, that's too abrupt. Tom, I have a little surprise for you. No, that's too jovial. I have it.
Tom Santa Monica.
Huh? Oh, yeah, that's me. What can I do for you?
I'm Caesar Clint. I've come to pick up my stereo.
Your stereo? Your stereo?
Yeah, my stereo. You've had it for a month. It had better be ready.
Ready? Oh, of course it's ready. I'll go get it. Stereo. Tom said nothing about a stereo being ready. What model is it, sir?
Christ, it's been so long, I forgot. I think it's a Sony.
Okay. Sony. TAC, Docorder. Sony, this must be it. But it's all spread out over the workbench. Sir, are you sure you want it today?
If it's not ready, I'm gonna get a cop.
Okay. Here you are, sir. That'll be $32.
$32? What the hell did you do to it? Put it back together.
I'm afraid I don't know how, sir.
You don't know how? You knew how to take it apart. Put it back together.
I can't.
Oh, boy, you're asking for a fat lip, Klondike.
Sir,
I'm going to get my lawyer right now. Boy, oh, boy, I'm going to get you for this, Tom Santa Monica. I'm going to get you.
That's right. I'm Tom Santa Monica, and everyone's going to get me. I'm Tom Santa Monica.
You Tom Santa Monica?
Oh, yeah, that's me, Tom Santa Monica. What's your complaint, Klondike?
My name's Coinphone. I'm with the GTE Security Division.
Now, what have I got that's yours?
Well, let's see. Yes, several items. 4 stolen key phones, serial numbers U4556, U4557, U4558, and J8788. 2 bridge rectifiers valued at $300, 17 handsets, and 6 telephone repairman helmets. You're under arrest, pal.
Wait a minute. I'm not Tom Santa Monica.
Come on, pal. Don't try to get out of it. You admitted it when I came through the door.
Yeah, but I only did that because I was supposed to.
Then you are Tom Santa Monica.
No, I'm Stu Funphone.
Oh, sure. And I'm Al Diamond. Come on, let's go.
I'm not Tom.
Tell to the judge. Let's go.
I'm not Tom.
On June 28th, trial was held in Santa Monica Municipal Court. In a moment, the results of that trial. Tom Santa Monica was sentenced to life imprisonment and levied a fine of $1,500. The Bel Air Return was disconnected due to lack of interest.
dialed Fun Phone at 990-4936, and it's time to read our next batch of letters. As you all know, you can write to us here. We're going to need letters for next week, so address all your correspondence to me, Stu Fun Phone, at P.O. Box 8437, Van Nuys, California, 91409, and get them in by next Saturday. Our first letter comes from...